Hope everyone's well here tonight. Got a great pick tonight, Sterling Shepard. Tremendous young man, high character. Plays the game the right way, plays the game the way it should be played. Feisty player, can separate both inside and outside. Strong hands, he'll block you. And we're fortunate to have him. Fortunate he was on the board where he was.
Do you see any Victor Cruz in him?
There are times when you see him make some moves inside where you see that strength and that explosiveness that Victor has, yes, but there are different players.
Is he a classic example of a player who plays bigger than his size, in your opinion?
Absolutely. He has a bigger catch radius than someone who is 5'10". He has big hands, so he's not afraid to reach out and pluck it away from his body. And, you know, he's very confident after the catch.
Coach, does he remind you of anybody who has played or is playing now in the NFL?
There are some similarities between he and Victor. There are some similarities I've seen with some guys that I've coached in the past in Green Bay. He's a high character guy, and you know, you take a look. I think maybe there may be a little bit of Randall Cobb in him. You see that he'll reach back and pluck the ball the way James Jones did a little bit in Green Bay in the past. So he has that in him. Strong, confident hands. As far as being a hands catcher, but there are some guys out there that he reminds you of.
Is he mostly a slot guy? I mean, is that what you see?
No, you know, he's like the rest of the guys we have. You look at Odell, he can play inside and outside, and Victor can play inside and outside as well. And Sterling's no different that way. He's been productive in the past on the outside. This year he played more to the inside, but they need to be flexible that way, and they're definitely bright enough to do that, and he certainly fits that role for us.
You have some openings sort of at those positions. Do you need him to contribute as a rookie? Is that mandatory for you being a second-round pick?
Well, he's going to get an opportunity to compete just like everybody else, and, you know, the cream will rise to the top there.
Ben, you obviously mentioned Cruz and Odell with Sterling. I mean, do you can see those three being on the field at the same time? There's no overlap?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we play a lot of receivers. We like to use a lot of different guys there. You know, Dwayne Harris factors there as well. He had a nice year. Jeremy Davis is coming along. Miles has done some good things for us. And there are a lot of guys who are in the mix as far as that goes. And the more the merrier, the better the competition.
Does that bring an advantage if you have guys who can play inside and out? I mean, it seems obvious, but the idea that they can play all three positions, does it make it harder for teams to match up?
It gives you more flexibility. Obviously, you know, Odell is a difference maker, and Odell's a guy that's going to play inside and outside. He's going to be to the single side, and he's going to be to the three receiver side, and he's going to be in the backfield, and he's going to be a little bit everywhere. So the other positions have to have flexibility.
How important was it to get a compliment to him in this draft? How important was it for you to get a compliment to him?
You know, we had the mini camp last week. We have confidence in the guys that are already in the locker room, and we expect that they'll continue to push each other. They're certainly not going to make it easy on Sterling, and that's how we want it. We want competition in that room.
You would have been all right going at it with what you had if the draft unfolded that way?
Absolutely.
What do you find are some of the toughest things receivers have to pick up and learn?
Well, I think the offenses are different from where they're coming from. He's been maybe in a little more of a pro-stylish type offense than some that we see. There'll certainly be a little bit of a learning curve for him. So that's probably the number one adjustment. We are a little bit different than maybe most because we'll spend a lot of time in no huddle. So that may, you know, help him with the learning curve a little bit. The defenses that he's going to see, though, he's going to see a lot of big physical gifted athletes playing the corner spot. That'll be a big adjustment for any receiver coming into the league.
Coach Sterling had some experience at Oklahoma on punt returns. Do you see him fulfilling that type of role as a specialist here in New York?
We'll certainly add him to the mix there. He'll be a guy that is going to get some opportunities there, yes.
You said four more selections. What are you looking to get out of those?
The highest guy on the board.
You said the no huddle will help him a little bit? How?
Yeah, I think it streamlines things, you know, as far as the information that they get and how they get it. It's a little more visual than it is verbal, and some guys learn a little easier that way.
He made a big jump to his junior, to 2014 to 15. Was there anything in particular that you saw in film for that, or was it a case of a better quarterback?
I think the natural maturation of a young player and their quarterback play was pretty good this year. That is a good point.
How was he as a blocker?
He gets after you. I like that. He's a complete player. He's not a finesse guy.